church, proclaiming the love of God in Christ for every person. We have a special service this morning for you planned. It's a morning service that includes a lot of song, which is wonderful. So we're glad you're here, and we invite you at this time, as you are able, please, to rise. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may rejoice and be glad in all our days. I bring you good news of great joy. To you is born a Savior, Christ the Lord.
O God, you are my God, eagerly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you. As in a dry and weary land where there is no water. For your steadfast love is better than life itself. My lips shall give you praise. My spirit is content as with the richest of foods, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. For you have been my helper, and under the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad. Fire goes before the Lord, burning up enemies on every side. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. Confounded be all who worship carved images and delight in false gods. Bow down before the Lord, all you gods. For you are the Lord, most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Light dawns for the righteous, and joy for the honest of heart.
I bring you good news of great joy. To you is born a Savior, Christ the Lord. You may be seated.
First reading, a reading from Titus. When the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy, through the water of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. This Spirit he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The word of the Lord. The second reading is from Luke, the Gospel Luke, 2:1-7 and 8-20. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem. Because he was descended from the house and family of David, he went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them at the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them, the gospel of the Lord.
Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets.
But in these last days, God has spoken to us
Please rise as you are able for the Gospel Canticle, Blessed Be the God of Israel, number 520. We invite you to be seated for the choir anthem. Please rise as you are able for the prayers. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gifts of relationship with others, for the communion of faith in your church. Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who govern nations of the world, for the people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. O God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Holy God, the coming of your light into our world has brightened weary hearts with peace. Call us out of darkness and empower us to proclaim the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, help us work for your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Eternal God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Our ascending carol is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 270.